Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to be on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah rules out talks with Maoists holding weapons. UGC issues notice to 89 institutions, including 4 IITs, 3 IIMs and Aligarh Muslim University for failing to comply with anti-ragging regulations. Maharashtra government withdraws its 3-language policy for schools. Chief Minister announces a panel to deliberate on the policy's future. Kailash Mansarovar Yatra begins today after a gap of 5 years. IAEA chief says Iran can restart uranium enrichment in months despite US airstrikes. And in badminton, Ayush Shetty wins Made in US Open title. Tanvi Sharma finishes as runner-up. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning today. During her visit, she will grace various events in Bareilly and Gorakhpur. Details from a correspondent.
On the first day of her visit, President Draupadi Murmu will attend the 11th convocation ceremony of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute in Bareilly. Jharkhand Governor Santosh Gangwar, who hails from Bareilly, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Union Minister of State for Agriculture Bhagirath Chaudhary will also attend the event. After attending the event, President Draupadi Murmu will fly for Gorakhpur. In Gorakhpur, she will attend key events at 3 major institutions and cover 129 km across the city by road in 2 days. President will grace the inaugural convocation of AIIMS Gorakhpur, where she will confer medals on meritorious students. On the second day, June 1, the President will inaugurate Uttar Pradesh's first Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath Ayush University. Om Avasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has ruled out talks with a Maoist holding weapons. Addressing a Kisan Sammelan at Nizamabad in Telangana, he said there cannot be any talks with those who kill tribals, policemen and security personnel. The Home Minister asked the left-wing extremists to give up arms and join the national mainstream. He reiterated the centre's resolve to make India free of Maoists by March 31st, 2026.
Sare log hathiyar chhod do aur surrender karo. Magar surrender nahi karenge to humne tay kiya hai 31 March 2026 ke pehle is desh se naxalwad ko hum samapt kar denge. Hamari sarkar ka niti hai jinke haath mein hathiyar hai unse koi baatcheet nahi hogi.
The University Grants Commission UGC has issued a notice to 89 institutions across the country, including 4 IITs, 3 IIMs and Aligarh Muslim University, for failing to comply with anti-ragging regulations. As per the UGC regulations on ragging 2009, every institution affiliated with UGC is required to submit compliance undertaking and anti-ragging undertakings from students. According to the notice, these institutions have not submitted the mandatory anti-ragging undertakings from students and the compliance undertakings from institutions despite repeated advisories and follow-up calls. Compliance with the UGC regulation on ragging 2009 is mandatory for all higher education institutions. Non-compliance not only breaches UGC guidelines but also endangers student safety, especially amid rising concerns regarding ragging-related distress and hostile campus environments. Maharashtra government has revoked the government resolutions on the 3-language policy inducting Hindi as a 3rd language in primary schools. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis yesterday announced that a committee will be set up to take a relook into the 3-language policy. We have more from a correspondent.
Ahead of the monsoon session of the Maharashtra legislature, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis announced that the government resolutions issued on 16th of April and 17th of June regarding the 3-language policy in primary schools have been cancelled. The first GR made Hindi a compulsory 3rd language for students from class 1 to 5, while the second GR made it optional. The Chief Minister also said that a committee led by Dr. Narendra Jadhav will be formed to review the 3-language policy for primary classes. Meanwhile, the monsoon session of the Maharashtra legislature begins in Mumbai today. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
To mark the 50th anniversary of the imposition of emergency, a period remembered as one of the darkest chapters in India's democratic history, different programs have been held around the country. During the period, people who were imprisoned under MISA have been felicitated. We spoke to veteran journalist Balbir Dutt, who shared his experience in the dark days of emergency.
26 जून 1975 को 8 बजे का हिंदी न्यूज बुलेटिन में इंदिरा गांधी बोल रही थी और समझ में आया था कि देश में इमरजेंसी लगा दी गई है उसके बाद ये बताया गया कि सेंसरशिप लागू कर दिया गया है तो आप कोई भी समाचार बिना संबद्ध अधिकारी उसको दिखलाए बिना आप छाप नहीं सकते तो सेंसरशिप की हालत तो ये है कि जयप्रकाश नारायण के अलावा बाकी भी अपोजिशन के जो बड़े लीडर थे जैसे अटल बिहारी वाजपेयी चरण सिंह मोरारजी देसाई वगैरह गिरफ्तार कर लिए गए और आम लोगों को पता ही नहीं था कि इन बड़े नेताओं को भी गिरफ्तार कर लिया गया है.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Kailash Mansarovar Yatra is beginning today after a gap of 5 years. The pilgrimage, which was suspended in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This year, the Yatra will be conducted via the Nathula Pass in Sikkim and the Lipu Lake Pass in Uttarakhand. The Yatra is expected to continue through June, July and August, according to the Minister of External Affairs. The pilgrimage holds deep spiritual significance for Hindus, Jains and Buddhists as Mount Kailash is considered the abode of Lord Shiva. The Sikkim government has been enhancing infrastructure, including acclimatization centers to ensure pilgrim safety. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a 3-day official visit to the United States from today at the invitation of U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio to participate in the upcoming Quad Foreign Ministers meeting scheduled to be held tomorrow. In a statement, the Minister of External Affairs said that the Quad grouping will focus on new proposals to advance a common vision for a free and open Indo-Pacific. Notably, this meeting will mark the first gathering of the Quad ministers following the Pahalgam attack. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog has cast serious doubt on claims that recent U.S. strikes obliterated Iran's nuclear program. In an interview to a TV channel, Director General of International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, said that Tehran still retains the capacity to resume uranium enrichment within months. He said while damage from the U.S. aerial strikes was severe, but it fell short of total destruction. His remarks contradict repeated statements by U.S. President Donald Trump, who claimed that America completely and totally obliterated Iran's nuclear infrastructure. India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places of Jharkhand today and isolated heavy rainfall of Odisha, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh till the 5th of July. Similar conditions are going to prevail over Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Vidarbha today. The weather agency has also predicted very heavy rainfall over isolated places of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, West Bengal and Sikkim today. Continuous monsoon rainfall in Himachal Pradesh has severely affected normal life. The Meteorological Department has issued a forecast for heavy rainfall in the state till July 5th. We have a report from a correspondent.
In the past 24 hours, the highest rainfall was recorded in Joginder Nagar of Mandi district at 135 mm. All major rivers and streams in the state are in spate and water is being released from dams built on the rivers in a regulated manner. As a result of rain-related incidents, 39 deaths have been reported and 4 people are still missing. Due to landslides, 129 roads across the state are closed to traffic. The state government is continuously monitoring the situation. The Meteorological Center in Shimla has issued an alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in most parts of the state today. There is also a warning of possible flash floods in the remaining 10 districts within the next 24 hours. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Foreign investors pumped more than 13,107 crore rupees into Indian equity markets last week amid easing global geopolitical and trade tensions. According to data from the National Securities Depository, net inflows by foreign portfolio investors have now reached 8,915 crore rupees for the month of June. This follows a positive inflow of 19,860 crore rupees in May, marking the highest monthly inflow into equities so far this calendar year. Moving on to sports and badminton, 20-year-old Ayush Shetty has become the first Indian this season to clinch a BWF World Tour title, winning the US Open 2025. We have a report.
Ayush capped off his dream run with a commanding 21-18-21-13 victory over Canada's Brian Yang in the final. Playing with confidence and precision, Shetty dominated the match, keeping the Canadian shuttler on the back foot from the outset. His triumph in the final came on the heels of an electrifying semi-final performance where he pulled off a massive upset by defeating world number 6 Chao Tien Chen. With this title, Shetty not only opens his BWF World Tour account but also delivers India its first men's singles title on the BWF Tour on foreign soil since the Canada Open 2023. However, in the women's singles, Tanvi Sharma's remarkable run ended with a runner-up finish after a hard-fought three-game battle against top seed Biwen Zhang. The unseeded 16-year-old, playing in her first BWF World Tour final, showed great promise but faded in the decider. Meanwhile, in the FIH Pro League, Indian women's hockey team suffered their 8th consecutive defeat, losing 2-3 to China in Berlin last night. With this defeat, India finished at the bottom of the 9-team standings, earning just 10 points from 16 matches. Nithya Franco, Sports Desk, Akashwani, Delhi.
The government has launched the GOI Stats mobile application, which will help stakeholders seamlessly access official data on the go. The initiative by the National Sample Survey Office, NSO, under the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, marks a significant milestone in India's commitment to making official statistics accessible and user-centric for all citizens. The GOI Stats mobile application reflects NSO's vision of creating an all-encompassing data ecosystem. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. today, we will bring an insightful discussion on addressing mental health issues at an early stage with Dr. Nand Kumar, Professor of Psychiatry and in charge, Center of Excellence for Neuromodulation and Mental Health at AIIMS. During the program, the listeners will have the opportunity to ask expert questions on how to identify mental health issues at an early stage, how to seek correct treatment and ways to prevent mental illness. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289-094044 and post your queries on X with the hashtag AskAIR. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Abhishek. Hindustan Times quoting Prime Minister Modi in Mann Ki Baat says, emergency killed spirit of constitution. House surveys for census to begin in April 2026, says the Asian Age. Ahead of census, states asked to lock changes in boundaries before December 31st, leads the Hindu. Monsoon drenches India, headlines the Pioneer. Railway to increase ticket booking capacity fivefold, states Financial Express, while the Times of India writes, railways to now prepare reservation charts 8 hours before departure. And finally, Business Standard reports a set of 35 handwritten letters by Rabindranath Tagore, along with 14 envelopes, were sold for 5.9 crore rupees in a recent auction, underscoring the Dumbel laureate's undying allure. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to be on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah rules out talks with Maoists holding weapons. UGC issues notice to 89 institutions, including 4 IITs, 3 IIMs and Aligarh Muslim University for failing to comply with anti-ragging regulations. Maharashtra government withdraws its three-language policy for schools. Chief Minister announces a panel to deliberate on the policy's future. Kailash Mansarovar Yatra begins today after a gap of 5 years. IAEA chief says Iran can restart uranium enrichment in months despite U.S. airstrikes. And in badminton, Ayush Shetty wins Made in U.S. Open title. Tanvi Sharma finishes as runner-up. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.